Hey folks, Dan Ferrier here with your closing bell for April 22nd, 2025. What a change 24 hours makes. So yesterday we had the Dow Jones. It was down over 900 points. We had mortgage rates go up 0.8%. We just forward fast 24 hours. What happens? Well, we have the Dow Jones bringing back the 900 plus more than it lost yesterday. We have mortgage rates actually rebounding, bringing rates down a little bit. What was the culprit for today? Well, the whole culprit was right through here. The rally is based on Secretary Bessent saying behind closed doors, the tariffs we have on China are not sustainable. And also, there's a lot of de-escalation going on because China even knows the tariffs that are slapped on right now can't be sustained. So how's that playing a role in all this? Well, that's what I'm going to try to explain to you guys today. So my name is Dan Ferrier. I do this report 2 times a day to help you guys understand these things, mortgage products, and a whole bunch of other things. We also try to teach you why the equity markets are doing what they're doing. We do focus in on real estate because I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. Actually, I'm federally licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how in possibly could we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. So if you're looking to build, buy, or refinance, please remember to stay till the end of this video. So let's get over to what happened today. Well, the mortgage rates were just completely flat, but over here we had the Dow Jones up 1,000 points on today. There's no economic news out really. There was a 2-year treasury auction. It actually came in quite lower in yield than it was previously. So that means rates are coming down a little bit. But the biggest culprit we have right now is, well, let's take it over to CNBC. This young man right through here, he says he has an insider. He's got an insider in the last meeting with Bessent and Donald Trump, the President Trump, in regards to China. And this is what's actually de-escalating everything and caused the market rally today. So let's get over to what happened.
Brings us more about those Bessent comments about the trade war with China. Eamon?
Kelly, that's right. I have a source who was in the room who's given me a written rough transcript of exactly what Bessent said at that conference yesterday. I want to bring it to you because obviously it's moving the market today. According to this source in the room, what the Treasury Secretary said was no one thinks the current status quo is sustainable at 145 and 125% in terms of the relationship with tariffs with China. He says, so I would posit that over the very near future, there will be de-escalation. And I think that that should give the world, the markets, a sigh of relief.
I'm going to leave it at that because he continues to read his kind of text back and forth with his inside source. It gets pretty brutal because half of it didn't even make sense. But that's what's causing the ripple effects that you're seeing in the market. They didn't sign any tariff agreements. They're just saying, well, these tariffs can't continue on the way they are. We're going to negotiate something. And it's starting to de-escalate at this time. So just the good news alone is what caused this to happen. Okay, so here's what I want you to understand. If this happened because of just the rumors, what's going to happen when it actually takes place? So let's get over to Yahoo Finances. When will mortgage rates go down? Okay, so we have to look at the functionalities behind everything that really affects mortgage rates. What affects mortgage rates? Well, the 10-year treasury, bond yields, what the Federal Reserve does. Okay, so these are all things that are affecting where mortgage rates go. So if we break it down component to component, and I do this on a daily basis, so we really don't have to do it here. If you just look at my projections, I'm saying, you know, the 10-year treasury, based on a lot of the stuff the government's doing right now, should be stabilized right now at about, let's say through here, the 10-year treasury, let's pull it up on the charts that we have right now. So I want to show you what the markets work with. So we here at where I am, I always work at, you know, what mortgage rates are going to do. So we work at this, or look at this bond right through here. It's the MBS bond. It says 5.5. That's the bond's coupon. And we focus in on this, but this gives you the price of the bond. So what we have to do is figure out what the yield's doing. So you guys know if when the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. Well, the nice thing on the 10-year treasury, if you go over to here, it actually tells you what the rate is. Okay, so why they do that? I don't know. But here's a lot of things that's happening in the background. Look at these gaps being filled, the movements in all this. This is a wild ride, folks, and it's normally not like this. Okay, so but if you focus in on the 10-year treasury, here's the norm throughout history. You take the 10-year treasury yield, and you can add on the high end, 2.5% to that. And that would give you what the mortgage rate would be normally at that time frame. So if you take that now, you have 4.3, and you take let's go back over to here. You take the 2.5 to that. Does it give you to 6.98? Let's go back to it again. 4.3 plus 2.5 is 6.8. That's where we are right now. Okay, so what you have to do is, where's the 10-year treasury going from here? Okay, so what I have to say now is Bessent, this gentleman right here, he used to be a hedge fund person on Wall Street, was masters of the bond market. His instrument was bonds. Okay, so what he's doing right now, he even came out and said, we're done messing with the Fed. Fed's not going to cut rates. They're not going to do what we want them to do. And President Trump doesn't have any authority over the Federal Reserve. So what we're going to do is we're going to start really cutting our national deficit. Okay, so why rates are so high is because we have way too much debt in our system. So if you start reducing the debt, a lot of people are saying, well, by reducing the debt, you're pulling a lot of money out of the system that in essence is going to slow down the economy. It doesn't really have to necessarily work that way. Okay, so if you have less debt out there, you don't have to have as high yields on treasuries. So if we go back to the treasury market, let's just go to where we were, you know, 5 years ago. Okay, so can we get back down to these levels? No. But can we get to levels, you know, sustainable that where we were, you know, at least prior to that, you know, in the, down in these ranges? You know, we should be about, you know, 2.5-3% when it comes to the treasury market. So then you add 2.5 to that. Where does it put you? Put you substantially lower than where we are today. Where I think we're going to be over the short-term duration, we're going to be at 6.75-7. Okay, so if you're looking to buy right now or you're looking to build, try to qualify on those terms. And if you do, then you should be okay. Now, if you're looking to refinance, well, let's go out to the midterm. Midterm, I'm thinking that we're going to stay steady. It's 6.5-6.75. And I'm talking 3 or 4 months from now. Okay. And then that's going to go on for a little bit of time. And then once all the tariffs and everything works its way out and we start seeing really some national major cuts in the deficit, you might be seeing rates in the, you know, down in the six, low sixes, and even maybe high fives, maybe not until 2026. But those are my expectations. So how do you monitor right now what you're doing? Okay. So let's move over now to what I do for a living and how it might benefit you. So here's what I do. And our slogan here is this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you're looking to build a house, here's what I'd suggest you do. Reach out to the builder's financing. Get their best offer. You can email it to me. Let's review it. But most likely, you're going to be in good positions with the builder's lenders as long as they're offering you incentives. Now, if you're looking to build your own property, I'd love to help you. Because in most cases, you're going to have a construction loan, and then you need what's called the end loan. And we can help you with the end loan. We do not do construction loans, just so you know. But if you want to get out of the construction loan into an end loan, or you want to buy a newly built home, love to help you. Okay, if you're looking to buy an existing home, I can help you there as well. Now, here's the tricky part for those looking to refinance. So when do you do it? When should you do it? Well, here's what I'd suggest you do. The market is changing by 0.25% in days. You know, today is an anomaly where it hasn't really moved, but yesterday the market moved 0.125% the wrong way. So let's say you missed it last September when rates were 6%. And you missed it a couple months ago when they hit 6.5%, and now they're up about 7% again. How do you prepare yourself to not miss it again? Well, there's two things you can do. Go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's my website. We have a couple tools down here, and one's pretty interesting. We just added this to the website. It's called our Rate Watch. What you're going to do is you're going to click this. You're going to watch this video, and it's going to tell you what rate do you want? What's the ultimate rate you want to refinance? Now, be realistic. I don't think rates are going to get in the 3, 4, 5% range anytime soon. So if you're at 8, then the 7 work for you, 6.5. There's a lot of people out there at 7.5, 8%. So put in your information here. What you can do one step further is maybe put in your application. You know, you can go up through here, put in your application right through here, apply now. You can even call, schedule a consultation with me. We can kind of go through it, look at the numbers, see if you might be poised that you're pretty darn close to refinancing. Or just give us a call at 844-775-5626. You can ask for me or ask for Alan. We'd love to help you. And we have a bunch of tools down here for you to use as well. There's disability. If you're a disabled vet, check out this video for opportunities for you to refinance at really low costs. How to fix your credit scores or how to manage your credit scores right through here. How does a reverse mortgage work? You know, if your parents or your grandparents or you know somebody that needs a reverse mortgage, send this out to them. I'd love to help them. But if you need some assistance with this and more, please visit us at therateupdate.com. The unique thing about this is our slogan is one application, one credit pool, we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I work at a federal bank, and the cool thing about this federal bank is they brought me on board to help them grow, and what we're growing is adding banks to our arsenal. So here's what happens. When you apply here, it's not like the old banks of the old, is you're actually applying with us, but I have the option to use my programs at our bank, or I have 33 other banks that I can use their programs, their rates. They have down payment assistance programs. They have niche programs like DSCR programs, reverse mortgages, bank statement loans. I can do all those. So reach out to us at therateupdate.com. Love to be able to help you and your family. And other than that, I hope you learned something today. And we're reaching our goal. We're getting there close, folks. But my goal by the end of 2025 is to have 50,000 subscribers. So if you enjoyed this video or found it useful, please do me a favor. Just click the subscribe button down over there. Help me get my word out to more and more people that are looking to maybe possibly build a house, buy a house, or refinance. Because I hope to be your nationwide mortgage loan officer. Take care, folks. Have a great afternoon. Can't wait to see you back here tomorrow morning to see how this mess starts another day.